Roland once more took his gun belt from the pouch, once more unwrapped it from the holster, once more drew his father's gun. This time he did not offer to hand it over, nor did that gentleman ask to take it. He only examined the scroll work, particularly that at the end of the barrel. Then he nodded respectfully and stepped back. "I'll unlock the door. Once you go inside, you're on your own. You understand that, don't you?" Roland, who had been on his own for most of his life, nodded. Irene took his elbow before he could move forward, turned him, and put her arms around his neck. She had also bought herself a pair of low-heeled shoes and only needed to tilt her head back slightly in order to look into his eyes.
"You take care of yourself, cowboy."
She kissed him briefly on the mouth, the kiss of a friend, and then knelt to stroke Oi.
"And take care of the little cowboy, too."
"I'll do my best," Roland said. "Will you remember your promise about Jake's grave?"
"A rose," she said. "I'll remember."
"Thank you."
He looked at her a moment longer, consulted the workings of his own inner instincts, hunch think, and came to a decision. From the bag containing the Orizas, he took the envelope containing the bulky book, the one Susanna would never read to him on the trail, after all. He put it in Irene's hands. She looked at it, frowning.
"What's in here? Feels like a book."
"Yar. One by Stephen King. Insomnia, it's called. Has thee read that one?"
She smiled a bit.
"No, thee hasn't, has thee?"
"No, and won't. It feels tricksy to me."
"I don't understand you."
"It feels thin."
He was thinking of Eyebolt Canyon, in Magus. She hefted it.
"Feels pretty goddamn thick to me. A Stephen King book for sure. He sells by the inch. America buys by the pound."